Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head to the sky.
Keep your head.
Family, and that sister is saying it. I couldn't say it any better myself. Let's be optimistic. Let's go before our Abba in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, this midweek that you brought us this far by faith. And whoever's going through whatever it may be, may they find courage this morning and may they find strength. And you give them the ability to go on just a little bit further. We know it's tough times out here, Father, and you said it would happen, but you sent your Ruach HaKadosh to be a sustainer and a comforter, so I'm praying that it will begin to do just that for your people. Baptize us afresh with your Spirit, renew a right spirit within us, and restore the joy of our salvation. Take not thou Holy Spirit away from us, Father, for you're all we have in this world, Father. So many are dealing with their anxieties and their pressures and their finances and different things like that. May we focus on you and focus on the kingdom. For we ask these blessings in the name Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Right, all praises to the Most High. Hallelujah. Yahshua, we praise you today. Right, Shalom, Brother D, how you getting along today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just a long rest of sleep last night. A few issues, but you know, all I can do is thank the Most High and just know that things will be better.
Hallelujah. It's got to get better. Mountains and valleys. That's all we have.
Mountains and valleys.
And we want to come out to let the people know that that's just the way it is. It's mountains and valleys. And, you know, that's why I tell people to treasure the good times when things are going good so that you can have enough to sustain you when you have to rebuild and rework to get back on top again.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I saw the email you sent me just now.
which email was that?
The Northern California the Northern California silicone dial brothel that's opening up here.
Yeah, exactly.
Perversion and wickedness.
I'm here to tell you. I mean, it's just, lust is just overtaking this whole world. I mean, that's at the forefront of everything.
People want to pay $100 an hour to have sex with a doll, and they're opening up a brothel full of dolls. I'm trying to get up out of Northern California because we definitely getting ready to go underwater.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you. Yeah, I was looking at, I forget which site this was. This guy supposedly was supposed to be some biblical person or something. This guy had the nerve to say that lust wasn't a sin. That was just a mistranslation. They're just lying and lead a lot of people in the wrong direction.
Right. And so, you know, there's many deceivers out there, and the Bible told us that would happen in these last days. And, you know, there's just so much happening within the churches, the black community, homes, families, even the so-called Hebrew Israelites. It's just mass confusion to the point where people are becoming a little numb, you know, and it seems like there's just a quiet before the storm.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's just uncanny. I mean, not uncanny, but it's just crazy. You look at some of the stuff going on and what these people are doing out here, and it's just like the Bible says, it's accepted because they're going to make what's good bad and what's bad seem good, and that's where we are right now.
Absolutely. And so those who are striving to do good are looked at as if they're up to something and there's something strange about them. So evil has consumed the whole world. But I think for so long, many people were so deceived because it wasn't in the forefront like it is now. And now it's just all in your face because we have access to so much information. We see so much wickedness that we become numb to that, too. Watching the news, seeing all the tragedies, seeing all the deaths, all the murders. people just wholesale murder everywhere. People coming up missing, people kidnapping, human trafficking. We're living in some of the most wicked times, but I just want to tell the people, don't become desensitized, because that's what they want you to do, to where this is acceptable. And that's what we can't do.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, it's enough to where it can make you, you know, make you want to, make a person want to give up. But the thing is, as long as you're reading the manuscript, following these laws, statutes, and commandments, and leaning on the understanding of the Most High, you know, you can get by all this stuff, because you know there's a better life ahead. Something
that's
that
right.
He has for us.
Well, we have enemies of the cross, and we have false prophets out there, and we talked about this past Saturday, the fact that Hashatan has pretty much taken over all of the churches, especially those of different denominations and religions, and so people are just walking up under the guise of confusion and deception as well. So we have to learn how to begin to pray against those people. So today I wanted to talk about some imprecatory prayers that are found in the book of Psalms. And an imprecatory prayer is meant to invoke judgment or calamity or curses upon one's enemies or those that are perceived as the enemies of Yah. And Yah has a lot of enemies. Now, we know we got personal enemies, but we just deal with Yah's enemies. That'll take care of our enemies as well. So I was wondering if we can get Psalms 35, Brother D.
Okay. Get right to it. Where are we going with it?
All the way through Psalms 35, from top to bottom.
Okay. All right. Psalms 35, verse 1. O Yah, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, this is David. This is David doing this imprecatory prayer.
Yes.
And I like how he starts it off. He's saying, plead my cause. This is a way that we have to pray today, brothers and sisters out there, as we see all this stuff and we deal with these people and we are attacked by neighbors, coworkers, family. So-called, you know, loved ones, when we see all these things happening, it's important to recite these scriptures. Take hold of shield and buckler. Stand up for my help. Okay, go ahead, Brother Dean.
Okay, verse 4, 35 and 4. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Most High chase them. Let their
so
way
he knew
be
that
dark.
This is something that could be done. He knew that this was something, David knew that, you know, he could tell the Most High to send angels to chase my enemies off and to send them off. If we understood, then we wouldn't be so worrisome or angry about what people are doing and saying to us and what's going on around us, because we do truly have plenty of enemies. Just because of what we represent, we put ourselves into a certain predicament situation by keeping these commandments and keeping these laws, where there's going to be days where people will despise you for no reason whatsoever. This is why we must learn prayers like Psalms 109 and this one right here, Psalms 35. There's a few more, the imprecatory prayers. Okay, let's read some more of this.
Okay, let's see here. So where did I leave off at 6, I think it was?
Verse
let me go ahead and
yeah.
go. I'll start at 6 again anyway. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Most High persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. 8. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. And that same thing that happened in Esther, in the book of Esther, The guy made the gallows.
Absolutely.
Exactly. He wind up he built those gallows and wind up being his destruction.
That can happen on many different levels too. I think this world is trying to be careful on how they handle us as Hebrews right now, because they know they're coming at the end of the 400 years of slavery and what they did. And so these ditches that have been dug, this is what a lot of the tension is about, because no one is ignorant of the fact of what has transpired in this country for years. And now you're going after the Latinos. You're trying to ship them back home and get them out of here and take away their jobs and do different things. And so these secret nets and destruction can come instantly. And I'm going to say this real quick, because I'm thinking about Donald Trump. I said this to my wife the other day, and I'm not trying to prophesy or anything, but quite sure we're going to get to the point where the civil war is going to heighten and people are going to return back to their own. The reason being is because there's still talk about impeaching Donald Trump, and people still talk about his assassination and things like that. If he's impeached, those that have been those that have gotten bold all of a sudden and saying make America great again, they're going to go off in defense of this man. They will go off in defense of this man. And I could see chaos unfolding on this earth to the point where, yeah, you will have to have martial law. People are ready to start shooting, blasting off guns, robbing, killing, fighting. They've seen too much of this. They've watched too many Purge movies. They've been desensitized. But see, I know that we have to go through all these things, because after that, the Antichrist is going to show up on the scene. And then after the Antichrist, then be the return of Yeshua. So all of these things have to transpire. It's just a matter of us taking courage and preparing ourselves by having these type of prayers in our life and having the word in our lives. Go ahead, Brother D.
Well, you see, even Trump, he was meeting with some churches, black churches or whatnot, and telling them that if the Republicans didn't hold on to the House, that there was going to be violence. And this is the president out there saying that. And he's in there talking to these people who are supposed to be godly people, God-fearing people, and, and they're applauding him when he says that.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous. This is supposed to be a separation of church and state. In the Bible, we see, and throughout the times, that the prophet would come and chastise the king and tell him what the Most High said and tell him what he better do. These preachers are sitting up in there kissing Donald Trump's butt and telling him he's the best black president we ever had. He's done more than the last.
Yeah, that may have been a Freudian slip, but you were right with Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about these so-called preachers and prophets who are sitting there praising him and patting him on the back, and they don't even know that he does not have their best interests in mind. He's a puppet.
Well, not only that, he is not even trying to hide his wickedness. And they're applauding him and supporting him. But just like these prayers, just like you say, we need to know that the Most High is there for us. A lot of them don't. Because it reminds me, with that Second Kings, when Elijah asked the Most High to open the eyes of the two that was with him. And then they were able to see all those angels on the hill just waiting, to support them and protect them and fight for them.
Right. His servant Gehazi, he could not see that they were encamped around about with thousands of angels ready to do battle for them. And that's
because Elijah wasn't afraid at all, and they were worried.
Because he could see in the spirit that he had protection, and the rest of them couldn't see in the spirit. And that would be a good prayer for everyone out there today, and say, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, open the eyes of my spirit so I can see and not be so fearful and frightened and frightful. We talked about fear last week, no fear. But when you are unable to see that he's with you and he'll never leave you nor forsake you, you tend to walk in fear.
Exactly. And you need, and that's just it. You need to have that faith and believe that He's there to help. You know, because in the end, it's Yah's will be done. And so, whatever's going to you happening is for a reason.
Right.
I mean, you may want something,
okay, let's go
but
through.
The Most High. But the Most High knows that's not going to be good for you, and so He's not going to let you have it.
Yeah, isn't that something?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, because you know,
right.
You'd be surprised some of the stuff people pray for.
Right.
Verse 8, let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Most High, it shall rejoice in his salvation. 10, all my bones shall say, Yah, who is like unto thee? Which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. 11, false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. You're talking about them, there's lots of false witnesses out there now. I know, leading up to the ultimate false witness that's going to come, the Antichrist. But there's a lot of that going on out there, Brother V.
Yeah.
Verse 12, they rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. 15. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the objects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers in feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Yah, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from
this
their destruction.
This is David talking about how people were getting together on holy days, feast days, having dinner, talking about him and mocking him and laughing at him behind his back. It was a lonely place. A lot of us get into that lonely place. That's why I want to go ahead and let you read for a while so people can get an idea of how, with all the pain he was going through, David shut up and fasted and prayed, went in his prayer closet and talked to the Father. He didn't get on the phone, talk to everybody else, and need to talk and need to vent. No, he vented to the Lord, and this is what was happening, and it kept going on. It sounds like it was going on for days, but he kept venting and fasting to the Most High. Let's hear the rest of it.
Yes, even his family was coming against him in certain quarters.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies, wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. 21, yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it.
Mocking, laughing at him, winking at him,
exactly.
Saying all these things against him. Yeah.
And we see that now. You know, people do that. 22, this thou hast seen, O Yah. Keep not silent, O Yah. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my Elohim and my master. Judge me, O Yah, my Elohim, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so when we have it, let them not say, We have swallowed him up. See, 26, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. 27, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. yea, let them say continually, let the Most High be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of this his servant. And that's the thing, you got to magnify the Most High. 29, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long.
The promise in return for when the Most High delivers you and you come through that thing. So if you haven't come through certain oppressive attacks and words from your family, so-called friends as of yet, it's because you haven't taken the course that David took, which is to cry out before him until he delivers you. You can't deliver yourself. You can't deliver yourself from the hand of your enemy. You have to pray and ask the Father to help you because, see, people will talk and laugh and say, aha, behind your back when you're not around. And that, all that negativity does, believe it or not, it does make it, it does come your way because what are they doing? They're sending curses your way instead of blessings. They're sending demons your way instead of angels to bless. They're sending spiritual warfare your way instead of spiritual joy and rejuvenation. So all that negativity is very oppressive to people. But you need to learn how to pray like David. Pray these imprecatory prayers, but know that you can't be wicked and pray against the wicked because this will come right back on you. So
that's called, you have to. That's called praying in righteousness. You have to have your house in order. You have to have your house in order if you're going to be just like we said before. When you judge somebody, you got to judge them in righteousness. You can't be out there doing sin yourself and then praying to the Most High, or either judging somebody else for what they're doing.
That's right. That's 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and our people are good for saying you can't judge me. Well, if I'm judging from a righteous standpoint and knowing I'm not living that way and I've overcome that, yes, I am. Because we will be judging.
That's the first thing that they do.
I'm sorry?
You can't judge me.
And the scripture says, know ye not that we will be judging kings, we'll be judging angels, we'll be judging fallen angels. Why can't I judge you? Who are you? You know, so, and then at the same time, know that if I say that, I can expect somebody to put me in check and judge me if they're coming from a righteous standpoint, you know, because what that scripture said in 1 Corinthians 6 is for us not to go to the courts and go to law before, you know, handle the business, make a judgment.
Well, exactly, you know, because when someone is trying to check you, and they do it righteous, you know, you got to make sure you don't get in your feelings. Realize where their brother or sister's coming from, that they, you know, they're doing something or trying to do something that's for your best interest. But, you know, we get in our feelings, and you think you're being attacked instead of taking it like you should take it.
Right. And it's a whole lot of men getting in their feelings because testosterone is low. The estrogen is all in the atmosphere, and these brothers is getting in their emotions and in their feelings. I've never seen so many men act like some damn women in all my life and get upset. Somebody, I ain't talking to you no more. What the hell's going on?
You're right. It is getting low because you see all kind of commercials out there with them selling testosterone pills and stuff like that. You know, y'all didn't make it so that we had to be taking pills in order to get what should come natural to us.
Right, right. And it's because men aren't active anymore. They just become a bunch of gossipers and complainers and becoming effeminate. And that will not get you in the kingdom. So, you know, let a man be a man, let a woman be a woman, and let's stay in our proper places, and let's not let this world distort. You know, we got what they're doing to our children. They got our children wanting to be opposite sex from the womb. They're damaging our kids. Catholic Church is raping all the kids. Even in the Pentecostal Church, let's not get it twisted. There's a bunch of foolishness going on over there, too, in the Black Church. So, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we know that's not the order of the Most High because we get a lot of that today where, you know, men you know, try to be like women. Women definitely trying to be like men. You know, we can do what a man does. We, you know, we're independent and strong, and you know, that's not the order of the Most High. I mean, you know, you should have some strength about yourself, but some of them are out there. You know, they're just totally out of order.
Yeah, it's pretty much gender confusion that the world is trying to impute upon our children. And, you know, I just really can't see this particular generation growing up to be 20, 30, 40 years old of the children that are out there now, children afraid to even go to school now, okay, training kids to shoot kids in school and shoot up schools. There's so much fear being imputed upon the children. And pretty much, like I said, the gender confusion. So these are things that the imprecatory prayers are designed for. We don't just make it a personal thing with the imprecatory prayers. The imprecatory prayers is also for us to pray for the one-thirds that will come through this stuff. Because the one-thirds, I know many of you want to throw in the towel every day. You know,
you know who you are.
You love the Most High with your whole heart. But sometimes this stuff just gets on your nerves. And you're just ready to just run off and jump off the flat earth somewhere. But don't give up. Hold on.
I'm telling you, you can't. You gotta have to stay strong. And the thing is, you look at there's a you know, just by everybody out there think they're going to heaven. You know, although we know we're not coming to heaven. Heaven, New Jerusalem's coming down earth. But just by everybody else think that they are, and none of them have read this book to realize that there's only going to be a remnant. Because they figure,
right,
everyone say, God's love me, I love God, and hey, I'm in. You know, a little more than that.
Yeah. Right, because unfortunately you've been taught that stuff by the Catholic-spawned Christian church that told you to just say the Billy Graham prayer, and you good. All you got to do is show up on Sundays, and you good. Nah, you got to repent, according to 1 John 3 and 2, and come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments, start keeping these holy days. And make that a part of your repertoire. And even when you do make a mistake, as I and Brother D are telling you, you just get back up and keep going. Like the song said, be optimistic. We have to live by faith. We must speak faith. We must talk by faith. But the just shall live by faith. You are the just. You have to live by faith. You have to believe and know it's going to get better. It's going to get all right. And you just got to keep going. It's too easy to opt out and fall into sin. It's just too easy. It's too easy. But here's the bad thing. Once you do, it's not that easy getting back on track. I tell you that now. It is not that easy to shake them demons off of you, to get all that guilt off of you because of the stupidness that you did to alleviate your little problems and your pain. And then you didn't attach something to you that you can't get off you now. And not to mention you might have went out there and had sex and picked up a disease. Or you smoke something that might give you cancer. So these are things that we have to be mindful of. It's so easy to throw in the towel. Trust me, it's not that easy getting back up again.
Yeah, I was looking at an article yesterday, and there's been a sharp rise in venereal disease. I mean, because people are just out there doing their thing, and even though, you know, they know they should be. If, you know, first of all, you shouldn't be fornicating, but if they're going to be doing it, they should be practicing safe sex. They can't even sin right. Let's put it that way. But then the, but you know, when you get back to men and their feelings and the way women are, but you know, trying to be a man, you know, it's just you lean on 1 Corinthians 11. It says, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yeshua, and the head of every woman is a man, and the head of Yeshua is Yah." I mean, that's the order. And we've gotten so far away from that, it's just crazy.
Yeah, right. So everything's out of order. And the women are constantly, according to Isaiah, the third chapter, they're trying to fulfill that prophecy where they will lead us and the children will try and lead us out of fear. You know, that's what's happening. And so I don't understand it. With the men, your testosterone's low. So what's happening with the women? Where they get this testosterone from? Running around here wanting to fight men, shoot men, you know, doing drive-bys. Got crazy.
Yeah,
so. But Satan has come to twist everything. He wants to pervert and distort this this entire world.
Because of the hatred he has for Yah, so that's why he's perverting this world. He's trying to destroy Yah's creation. He's trying Satan hates man. You know, even those people that are doing his bidding, they don't realize that he hates them. He wants to get rid of them.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Let's not forget the moment that he made man, made us Hebrews in his image and breathed in us, and told the angels that, they're going to have to worship us, or, you know, that they were going to be beneath us or whatever. So the angels didn't like it. That's why Satan and a third of them.
Yes.
They didn't like the creation. They did not like the Most High's creation.
Yeah. And you can see it's just like, you're out there, but hey, who's this guy that come around? Who's he? And that's pretty much the way Satan was. He convinced a third of the wicked angels to come with him. Hey, he got a plan. And they didn't realize it was a plan that was going to lead them to destruction. Because how are you going to go against the Creator?
Right. Absolutely.
Because you know if he
created, I just wanted to say to everybody, yeah,
he can handle you.
That's right.
I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
No, that was it. I just got to cut it short because I got to get on this plantation.
Okay. Final
words you
have? Some inspiration.
I'm sorry?
I said as long as we can get out and give some kind of inspiration, you know, we're doing the Most High's will.
Yeah, that was the goal. That was the goal. So I appreciate you being on, brother. I will check in with you a little bit later. And to the Mishpachah out there, the family, got a high holy day coming up, Feast of Trumpets. Hope y'all getting ready for it. And then after that, the Feast of Atonement is coming up. So Most High willing, we'll be prepared for that. But just right now, get through this day, get through the middle of the week, and be encouraged and remain and try to keep persevering. In the name of Yeshua,
hallelujah.
Persevere. Hallelujah.
Keep your head.